Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
The number of reported deaths from coronavirus is up to 132 now in China. British Air has suspended all its China flights, and the White House was briefed yesterday on the possibility that the U.S. might have to suspend all flights to and from China. For now, though, those flights are still coming into JFK, which is where we find Glenn Schuck this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, they're trying to keep business as usual, of course, here with all the fear of the coronavirus. As you mentioned, the federal government is really monitoring this closely now, with the possibility that all the flights with China and the United States could be suspended at some point, but that is not looking like that's imminent. But there are some big changes already. For instance, British Airways has canceled theirs, and as of this weekend, United Airlines has suspended several dozen flights between the U.S. and China. I spoke with Kyle. He was checking in for a flight to Singapore. He says he's feeling safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm able to get in and out. We got here about 10 minutes ago. Was able to go right in and check in.
And you can notice the signage in the terminal here at Terminal 4, Lee, warning about the coronavirus and steps that passengers should be taking. We also want to mention a flight with around 210 Americans is back in the United States this morning, landing in Alaska. It'll eventually end up in California. That was a flight chartered by the State Department to get Americans back home. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live at Terminal 4 at JFK.
And the flight stopped in Alaska to refuel. Next stop will be an Air Force base in California. All the people on the flight will be screened, of course, when they land. Locally, there have been at least 10 suspected cases of coronavirus in New York State, but seven of those have already come back negative. A couple of workers were installing a septic tank on Long Island yesterday when the trench they were working in collapsed. John Montone with more, live from Upper Brookville this morning. John?
Yeah, Lee, buried alive. Nassau County Police Lieutenant Richard LeBrun says the two men were working at the bottom of a 30-foot hole.
One of the walls of dirt and sand began to give away, basically covering both males in approximately 5 to 7 feet of wet dirt and sand.
Other workers on the job began digging desperately, and soon local firefighters and cops joined in. They reached the first worker, but it was too late. The 45-year-old was dead. A 57-year-old man remains buried beneath the muck. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in Upper Brookville.
Police in Nassau County have made an arrest in the death of a 27-year-old nursing student, Kelly Owen, found strangled in her South Farmingdale home 2 weeks ago. 27-year-old Michael Owen is charged with second-degree murder. Now, these two have the same last name, but police aren't telling us what their relationship was. Police have a new surveillance video now of a suspected rapist who attacked a woman in Jamaica back on January 18th. Happened around 4 in the morning. He dragged the victim into an alleyway off Jamaica Avenue where he raped her. We're putting up the video at 1010winds.com. If this person looks familiar, police would like to hear from you, obviously. Drug agents who raided an apartment in the Bronx found what they were looking for, millions of dollars worth of heroin and fentanyl scattered all over that apartment in Kingsbridge. 750,000 glassine envelopes full of drugs recovered at 2559 Sedgwick Avenue. Six people were arrested. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.